The Man with the Getaway Face by Richard Stark. Narrated by John Chancer. Part 1, Chapter 1. When the bandages came off, Parker looked in the mirror at a stranger. He nodded to the stranger and looked beyond at the reflection of Dr. Adler. Parker had been at the sanitarium a little over 4 weeks now. He had come in with a face that the New York Syndicate wanted to put a bullet in, and now he was going back out with a face that meant nothing to anyone. The face had cost him nearly $18,000, leaving him about $9,000 from his last job to tide him over till he got rolling again. The Syndicate trouble had been a bad time, but that was over now. Parker stood a while longer at the mirror, studying the stranger. He had a long, narrow nose, flat cheeks, a wide, lipless mouth, a jutting jaw. There were tiny bunchings of flesh beneath the brows, forcing them out just a bit from the forehead, subtly changing the contours of the face. Only the eyes were familiar. Flawed onyx, cold and hard. It was a good job. Paid for in advance, it should be. Parker nodded again at his new face, turned away from the mirror, and watched the doctor drop the bandaging into a wastebasket. When can I get out of here? Anytime you're ready. Dr. Adler was tall and bony and gray-haired. From 1931 till 1939, he had worked with the California Communist Party, setting up strike camps. After the Second World War, in which he had done plastic surgery in an army hospital in Oregon, he had set up private practice in San Francisco. But in